Well, for you folks that were here last week and or listened online and you're still struggling with patience, I thought we would speed things up a little bit in our series, and we would cover two dry logs which we need to place on the fire today, so your patience could be a little eased. We want to look at kindness and goodness as we read in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. And are we ever thankful that there is no law against those things? But these are dry logs which will burn bright on the fire of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And again, so we want to look at kindness and gentleness. So kindness is a quality of being warm-hearted, considerate, humane, gentle, and sympathetic towards others. A great example of this found in the Bible would be the relationship between King David and Jonathan, and probably more before David was king. See, before David was king, there was King Saul, and King Saul was Jonathan's dad. And Saul was jealous of David. And so Saul thought, you know what? I'm going to get rid of David. That's what kings did when they were jealous of somebody or fearful of somebody. I'm going to get rid of King David. I'm going to kill him. And Saul attempted to kill him. David wandered and, well, fled actually, and wandered around the nation fleeing for his life for several years. And then when Saul and Jonathan died at the hands of the Philistines in a war, David became king. And usually, as I mentioned, when a new king took the throne, he would kill the family of the old king because they might uprise and they might mutiny and they might kill them. So the king would kill all the family, all the sons of the family of the former king. Yet, in David's case, we read in 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 1, David asked, "Is there anyone still left in the house of Saul to whom I can show kindness for Jonathan's sake? Is there anyone else left?" And David discovers that Jonathan actually had a son. And see, when King Saul and Jonathan had been killed by the Philistines, Jonathan's nurse grabbed Mephibosheth, Jonathan's son, and left and ran for their lives because they just figured David would wipe out all the relatives. And she actually dropped Mephibosheth when she was fleeing, and he wound up crippled in both legs. And now he was living in Lodabar. So David had Mephibosheth brought to Jerusalem. Can you imagine what was going through Mephibosheth's mind when they went and said, "The king wants to see you"? Uh-oh. Doesn't sound good. The king might want to get rid of me. Yet we read what happens when Mephibosheth comes before King David in 2 Samuel verse 9 and or chapter 9 and verse 7. "Don't be afraid," David said to him, "for I will surely show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan. I will restore to you all the land that belonged to your grandfather Saul, and you will always eat at my table." David invites him to eat at his table. Not just for a one-time dinner, but always. I mean, the table of the king, That was a place for those who were loyal and really close to the king. Mephibosheth would have been treated as an enemy of the king and probably executed, but David shows him great kindness. He not only spares his life, he gives him the land that King Saul personally owned, because King Saul would have been his grandfather. So he gives him that land, and then he says, come and eat at my table forever. You'll never have to provide for yourself. Great kindness David shows to Mephibosheth. And so this is the kind of kindness that we see in Galatians 5:22. So let's take a moment and look at what the kindness of the Holy Spirit is like in our lives, what it should be like. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 to 32 declares, we are to get rid of bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, and slander, along with every other form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ God forgave you. Interesting how, I was thinking, it's interesting how a lot of the fruit of the Spirit is connected just on how Christ forgave us. We are not to put on those logs which will dampen the fire or might even put it out. You know, those logs of rage and anger and brawling and slander. Oh, we don't do that, Pastor. Well, what about every kind of malice and evil intent? Anyhow, those are wet logs which we're told not to put on the fire, basically. In fact, we're told to get rid of them. Like, don't even have them in your life. Like, get rid of them. Toss them off. They're not good for even the fire. We need to put on the log of kindness towards others, just as God has shown us kindness when we sin. Being kind is not an option, as 1 Thessalonians 5:15 exhorts. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else. In other words, be kind to the family of God and to everyone else. And do you know that this word here, I'm not sure if that's the same Greek word there. But it's not easy, is it, to be kind? There's times when we don't really feel like being kind. It's not in our human nature. We were in Kamloops on Friday, and all my bad stories come from Kamloops. This isn't really a bad story, but we were in Kamloops, and we got some really good friends in Kamloops. And when we visit them, we visit them usually when we go to Kamloops. So we go to Pioneer Park. The weather's always been great. And so we go down to Pioneer Park, and it's sort of a dog park. And we social distance, sit in our lawn chairs, and we're sitting there talking, and I just love watching the dogs. The attitudes of the dogs are just amazing to watch. But some of the people are pretty interesting to watch as well. So I'm watching this. I just happen to be looking this one way, and this family gets out of, a lady and probably a grandson gets out of the car, and their dog gets out of the car, and their dog runs over right by a tree, and he does his business there by the tree. And I know the lady has seen the dog do the business. And so my friends, their backs are towards, they didn't see any of this. But as the lady's walking by with the dog, Not on a leash, supposed to be. And the lady's walking by, and she's walking right by the tree. She walked right by, and it was all that I could do to keep from within me, probably because I'm preaching on kindness today, not to just yell at her and say, "What the heck are you doing?" And I said, "Excuse me, maybe you missed, but your dog made a mess over by that tree there." "By what tree?" I says, "Over by that tree." "Oh, well, when I get a bag, I'll pick it up." And so my friend, who has dogs, didn't have the dogs that day, who has dogs, says, "There's bags right there." Because they were right there. We were right by the car park, right? And she says, "Oh, it's sure a good thing that you guys are the dog patrol." And she was just really sarcastic. But it's hard to keep and be kind. I thank the Lord for the other day that he kept me kind. Being kind is not just going around and just having a big smile for everybody. That's not just being kind. I mean, I can sit here and smile at you, but I could be really mean. And that wouldn't be kind at all, even though I got a smile. See, being kind can cost us something. It is getting involved in the life of others. A kind word can correct, instruct, or encourage others. Showing kindness is walking with others through their pain and their sorrow and their challenges. So it's not just smiling. It's a lot of action. It's a lot of doing. One who is kind doesn't second guess the cost of the extending of the kindness. He doesn't worry about the inconvenience, or she doesn't worry about the inconvenience it might be for them. Living out kindness of the Holy Spirit in our lives is also not done to be seen. It might be seen, but it's not done for public display. That's not why we're kind. It needs to be a lifestyle. It's all about helping others in their hour or their days of need for the glory of God. It's not about us. Proverbs 19, verse 17 reveals, "He who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward him for what he has done." So kindness is done as to the Lord. Kindness is from the Holy Spirit, and it is to be used so others might see the Father and seek him. During the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln would often take time out of his busy schedule to visit the wounded in the hospitals. On one occasion, he saw a young man who was near death, and he said to the young man, "Is there anything I can do for you? Please write a letter to my mother," the young man said. The soldier did not recognize the president, didn't know who he was, as he sat down and wrote what the young man said. And this is how it goes. The letter read, "My dearest mother, I was badly hurt while doing my duty, and I won't recover. Don't sorrow too much for me. May God bless you and father. Kiss Mary and John for me." The young man was too weak to go on. So Lincoln signed the letter for him and then added a postscript written for your son by Abraham Lincoln. Asking to see the note, the soldier was astonished to discover who had shown him such kindness. "Are you really the president?" he asked. "Yes," was the quiet answer. "Now, is there anything else I can do?" The lad feebly replied, "Will you please hold my hand? I think it would help me see, or it would help see me through to the end." Abraham Lincoln granted his request, offering warm words of encouragement until the young man passed away early the next morning. The president was not concerned about what was going to cost him to show kindness. I mean, what an inconvenience for the president of the United States to sit all night in the middle of a war with a soldier. Isn't there many more things the president had to do? But yet, in kindness, he did that. In kindness, he wrote a letter, not exalting himself. Did you notice his postscript? Written for your son by Abraham Lincoln, not by President Abraham Lincoln. He didn't acknowledge his title. It wasn't. He just wanted the young man's mom to know that somebody else had written the letter. He got involved in the young man's life. Kindness. Do we get involved in people's lives? Maybe not to that degree. Maybe it's not doing that, sitting with somebody. Maybe it's just talking with somebody or helping somebody out. Or Pat yesterday helped Marilyn and Andy in moving yesterday in the heat of the day. It's kindness. Pat didn't do it, so I would mention that today. Or to get exalted. He just did it. It was an inconvenience. It was hot, sweltering hot. As we allow kindness to burn bright in our lives, it dispels darkness in the lives of others, lifts their burdens, speaks peace into their hearts, and inspires faith. This kindness reveals God and His love for others. We need that kindness, that dry log of kindness on the fire of the Holy Spirit. The next dry log, which we are to place on the fire of the Holy Spirit, is that of goodness. And goodness is really similar to kindness. Is described in this way by Vine's Complete Expository Dictionary. Goodness of heart. Kindness. It signifies not merely goodness as a quality, rather it is goodness in action. Goodness expressing itself in deeds. You can see how goodness and kindness are pretty close. The Greek word for goodness in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, has the idea of being morally good or morally excellent. It's a lifestyle that we need to live. We in ourselves do not possess the ability to be good. For we read in Romans chapter 3, verse 12, all have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. And this is where that word good there, the Greek word, is the same Greek word that is translated goodness in Galatians 5:22. There is no goodness inside us on our own. Oh, there's a form of good, but not real true goodness. None of us has any moral good in us. Our goodness is God's goodness flowing in us and through us. It is the fruit of the Holy Spirit which lives in us. As James chapter 1, verse 17 declares, do not be deceived, my brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. See, the perfect gift of goodness is given to us as a fruit of the Holy Spirit, but it's a gift to us. It's a gift that we have a choice of opening up or just refusing. I could have refused to use the gift of kindness on Friday when I was there, and I could have torn a strip off that young lady and just being real mean to her. Goodness is an integral part of our lives, and we need to allow it to burn. We need to make the choice to allow that goodness to come out of our lives. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 exhorts, "For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge." Did you catch those words? Make every effort to add to your faith. Add it to our faith. It's not an option. It's not, well, if you think of goodness, you should just add it to your faith. No, it's something we are called to do. We are to add goodness to our faith. We are to determine and intentionally to live out goodness, to live out moral excellence every day of our lives. A great example of goodness is seen by the prodigal son, and that's in Luke chapter 15. And the youngest son asks his dad for his inheritance before his dad's even passed away. The youngest son comes, and as he gets his inheritance, and he goes to a distant land and he squanders the money, his inheritance, on wild living. He's got lots of friends when he's got money, but then when he's got no money, his friends disappear and he can't even get a job. Finally, he gets a job. This young Jewish boy gets a job feeding pigs. Jewish boys aren't supposed to have anything to do with pork. But he gets a job feeding pigs, and it's obviously not paying him enough. And he just even yearns to eat the slop for the pigs. So he decides that this isn't good and that he'll humble himself and return home. The son returns home, and we see the goodness of his father. The father has never given up. His father has never given up on his son. So Luke chapter 15, verse 20. "So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him." The goodness of the Father is shown in that he continually longed for his son. He was waiting for his son. He was looking from afar off. And then that day arrives, and his son is there. He's coming down the driveway a long way off. And what does the father do? He hikes up his robe, which no man would do. He runs down the driveway, meets his son, who's been slopping pigs and probably stinky and sweaty. And he doesn't go, "Oh, hi, nice to see you." He puts his arms, he throws his arms around him, hugs him, and kisses him. The goodness of the father. And then the son says to him, "I've sinned against God and against you." And this is what we read. "But the father said to his servant, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. The father didn't say, it's good to have you back, son, but we need to have a talk. And so go get cleaned up because I'm not sitting around with you while you're stinky and sweaty. Go get cleaned up and we'll talk and we'll just see where things go. No, he says, here's the best robe, here's sandals for your feet, and here's the family ring on your finger. Right now, you haven't even made it down the driveway yet. And we're going to kill a fattened calf, and we're going to feast, and we're going to party, we're going to celebrate. That's the goodness of the Father. He doesn't scold him. This Father represents our Heavenly Father. Goodness, which is being morally excellent, is being filled with mercy, grace, and compassion. Do you see that in the Father? It's revealed through the actions of the Father, isn't it? And He's our Father. His goodness of mercy and grace and compassion is poured out to us all the time. We all have received the goodness of the Father. This is how we are to be with others, as we read in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 9. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light, for the fruit of light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. We were in the darkness of sin and shown the goodness of grace, compassion, and mercy from the Father. As His children, as children of the light, may we also show goodness to everyone we come in contact with. Someone wrote, "Be the reason someone believes in the goodness of people." I would change it to say, "Be the reason someone believes in the goodness of God." We need to be the reason that someone believes in the goodness of our Heavenly Father as we show goodness and kindness. While we are looking at the fruit of the Holy Spirit, we notice that they're all connected together. Have you noticed that as we're looking at them? They're all connected together. I mean, it's hard to have kindness without goodness. And it's hard to have kindness and goodness without patience. And it's hard to have any of them without love. They're all connected. When we put these things on the fire of the Holy Spirit, He will burn bright within us. His kindness and goodness will be seen by all. Not that we are pushing them out there. Not that we do kindness and goodness and check it off our list. It needs to be our lifestyle. It needs to be who we are. It needs to be not, oh, I need to show that person kindness because who might be watching, or goodness because who might be watching, or I'm with my friends. Or it needs to be a lifestyle that just comes out of us because the fruit of the Holy Spirit lives within us. His kindness and goodness will be seen by all as the Holy Spirit burns bright within us. Let us make every effort to add to the fire kindness and goodness of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the day that we've celebrated communion. And truly, what we've really done is celebrated your kindness and goodness towards us. Thank you. And Father, thank you for the Holy Spirit living within us and for His fruit. Lord, we want to be people that make every effort to choose kindness and goodness as a lifestyle, that others will see it at all times and will glorify you. They will come to know you and glorify you, because that's what it's all about, your kingdom. It's not about us. We're just your servants, Lord. Use us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.